Welcome to What Happens in Vegas. I am your host, Neil Maligno, and the Raiders are 1-4. Our Las Vegas Raiders are 1-4. I repeat, they are 1-4. Do we panic? Let's talk about it. All right, getting straight into the Raiders' last game. They played the Chiefs. It did not end how we wanted it to end. Things did not go as we would like it to go. The Raiders lost. It came down to the end of the game, right? Like, that is a big part of the takeaway here. The Raiders competed. They came out on fire. Let's be honest. They came out on fire. They were the ones that looked like they wanted to win this game out the gate. Going into, you know, even halftime, the Raiders were the top team in the game. No question about it. It looked like, you know, they were going to stomp all over the Chiefs. And here we are. We're Raider fans. We come to expect crazy things to happen. So I went into it thinking, we're playing Patrick Mahomes. I'm not going to get too crazy on Twitter. I'm not going to talk too much shit because this is Patrick Mahomes. This is the Chiefs. Andy Reid's calling this game. And the Raiders have done things like this in the past. They've done things like that this season. So I wasn't going to get too excited. And by the end of the game, as we all know, the Raiders ended up falling to the Chiefs. And there are so many takeaways from this game, right? There's going for 2 points on the extra point instead of taking the extra point conversion, which a lot of people, a lot of fans, a lot of Raider haters, a lot of people who are just criticizing the Raiders for the loss, they're like, hey, that's the reason why you lost this game. You could have tied it up and went to overtime or whatever the case may be. But clearly, the team didn't think that was the right call. Josh McDaniels was being aggressive the entire game. If you think back to earlier in the game, there was a fourth down that they went for it and threw a bomb to Davante Adams. This was the Raiders' approach in this game. Be aggressive at all times on offense, clearly, right? And honestly, when you think back, it makes sense. Like, you're playing the Chiefs, you're playing Patrick Mahomes, you're playing Andy Reid. You can't go soft on these guys. You can't, you know, take a soft approach to the game. You can't, you know, oh, we'll just take what they give us. You can't do that against a team like the Chiefs. And this is why we've seen by the end of the game, Patrick Mahomes got them back in the game. He was out there playing like Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce had 4 touchdowns. It was ridiculous. And this is why at no times when you play a team like the Chiefs, and there's not many teams in the league that could do this, there's only a certain quarterback, certain coaches that are good enough to call a game like that where you can come back from that kind of deficit and win a game. So it's not all cases, but against a team like the Chiefs who – typically, they're the ones on top early. Typically, they're the ones, you know, with the lead and scoring all the points. So you have to be aggressive against those teams because at any point, they can do that. They can hurt you at any point on offense. So the Raiders took the aggressive approach to the game. It paid off in the first half. And then you get into the second half where the Chiefs start scoring points. The Raiders are doing a little things here and there. Nothing like they did in the first quarter. But they start, you know, they're still moving the ball some. They're still playing well. And then the Chiefs start scoring, they start scoring, the game's getting closer and closer. And then you come to this time where you're like, hey, we score a touchdown. Do we go for the extra kick and just tie this game? Or do we go for a 2-point conversion and actually take the lead in this game? And that's the choice they made. They were aggressive all game. It worked. And their offense, for the most part, was working throughout the game. It's not like the Chiefs defense was like, really stifling them and preventing them from, you know, doing what they want for the most part. So you could understand the Raiders' confidence level at this point in going for it, right? And you can take whatever approach you want to this. You can say coaches are looking at the analytics and it says to go for the 2-point conversion. You can say that Josh McDaniels is a bad head coach and he's stupid. But let's look again at what the players are saying, right? Like, Derek Carr supported the move. Davante Adams and these guys all supported the move. Again, Josh McDaniels was already in an aggressive call playing situation. That's how he was the whole game. That's clearly the team's approach that game. So they're just doing what they practiced for, what they planned for, what they prepared for. And so, yeah, you could have kicked the extra point, and then who knows what you know, Patrick Mahomes would have did, right? If he would have went down the field and kicked a field goal and won the game, or I mean, scored a touchdown. Like, whatever the case was, the Raiders wanted the lead then. They believed that they would put their defense out there and let them stop Patrick Mahomes, and if they would have had the lead, the game would be over. You don't really want to go to overtime against a guy like Patrick Mahomes. You want to prevent that at all costs, and the Raiders tried to do that. And in this case, it hurt them. It hurt them. It ended up being a loss. And that doesn't mean that it was a bad call, though, because who knows what would happen in other situations. You can't predict, you know, what the future is going to be with this, but you take those shots and you live by them. And so Josh McDaniels called that shot. The team supported it and it didn't work out. And so this is not one of those games I come away from salty. I'm really not. There's other games that the Raiders have had this year, like the Arizona game and stuff like that, where I came away pissed. Just overall, that game left a bad taste in my mouth. After this Raiders Chiefs game, I honestly was not upset at all. Not one bit. I wasn't mad. I didn't feel like I wasted my time. I didn't feel like the Raiders, you know, did something horrible and screwed up. I really didn't feel, you know, bitter or salty about the game. So let's go ahead. Let me bring up the screen here and we'll look at some things really quickly on how the Raiders are doing. This is AFC West. Obviously, as you can see, Raiders are in last, 1-4, Broncos 2-3. The Broncos are the only team the Raiders have beat this season, and we're still below them, which sucks. My guess is end of the year that Broncos will be at the bottom of the AFC West. Chargers are 3-2, Chiefs are 4-1. So, again, you're looking at this and you're like, Neil, is the season over? Should we panic? Should we pack it up? Should I stop watching the games? No, man, of course not. As I talked about last week, this sucks. This is the worst situation you could be in other than 0-5. But the Raiders are going into a bye this week, and there's a chance that this team continues to, again, if you watch the Chiefs game, they were not a bad, it wasn't a bad game overall. So I don't come away from this loss feeling beaten down, feeling like the Raiders are out of this. Certainly they can pass the Broncos on the stand-ins here. The Chargers are 2 wins away from us. That's not far. The Chiefs are 3 wins away. Obviously, the Chiefs, you project, if you had to project right now, they're just going to keep winning games. So I don't know if we can catch up with the Chiefs. We'll see. We'll see how their season goes. But I do believe the Raiders can overcome the Broncos in this division, overcome the Chiefs, or get pretty close record-wise to them when it comes end of season. So, yeah, I don't believe you give up at this point. I don't believe that you pack it up, you stop watching games, you stop supporting this team, you act all cranky on Twitter and bash Josh McDaniels and his team. Everywhere you look, people have been supporting this team still. It's just a fact that the team is not as bad as they look. You got to take into consideration, I know this was a playoff team last year, but the new coaching staff, the new head coach, new players, all these things, like everything doesn't always work out perfectly like you would like it to. Josh McDaniels was 6-0 in Denver, his first games as a head coach ever. And now he's 1-4 in Las Vegas. And so it's so easy to pile on to Josh McDaniels, call him a bad coach, all this stuff. I have no interest in doing so. You guys have known I've taken that approach so far going into this, that I don't think that this is all doom and gloom for the Raiders while they're under head coach Josh McDaniels. I do believe that there's a positive line in here and that things will turn around. I mean, hell, the Raiders faced a lot of adversity last year, way more than they're facing right now this year. Wait, you know, it was hell. And they still, you know, ended the season well. So I'm going to remain hopeful, even if this season doesn't have the playoffs at the end of it, which will be super, super, super disappointing. It would suck. And it's looking like that right now. I'm not going to be doom and gloom. I'm still not going to be. Obviously, if the Raiders are like 1-whatever at the end of the season, or 3 wins, 4 wins, then we're going to be talking about a certain, you know, head coaching change possibly. But as of right now, I'm not going that route. I'm not going to be the one to discuss that. If you're looking for Raider content who discusses slamming Josh McDaniels or here's another thing, crying about the refs in the game. There was horrible calls on both sides. Horrible. We can all complain about the refs all we want. This has been an ongoing conversation since the beginning of time with the refs. Raider fans obviously feel that the refs have been overly bad when it comes to calling Raider games. But just in general, I'm not a blame the refs kind of guy. I don't believe in most cases. Yes, there are situations where the refs have costed a team a game. I don't think that's the common occurrence, though. I think that refs make bad calls. It happens in games, and most of the times for both sides, and that team should have to be able to overcome that. I'm not going to blame the loss on a bad call. There's a million of other opportunities that a team has to right that wrong, to overcome that wrong, and so I'm never going to be the guy that's like a sore loser and blaming the refs. I've seen that. I hate that from Raider Twitter. After games, I hate seeing that on Raiders. And anyone who's talking Raiders, I hate seeing the playing the refs. The refs are why we lost. I hate it. It's such a weak cop out. The Josh McDaniels thing is warranted if you want to hate on him. But if you're looking for that, if you're looking for Raider content to slam the team, slam Josh McDaniels, blame other people like the refs, it's not here. I'm just not going to do it. It's not where I feel in my heart of heart. And so I just stay away from it. In terms of, again, I'm still hopeful. I'm still positive about the end of the season. I'm still hopeful that this team is building something right. And they're in the right direction. It just hasn't played out to me. If you look at, we got this tweet here from Josh DeBow. Raiders have lost four games decided by one score or less in their first five games for the first time in franchise history. The last time they had more than four one score losses in an entire season was 2015 when they had five. So four games decided by one score or less this season so far. I mean, that's as close as you're going to get when it comes to your team losing games and your team having a losing record to say, hey, man, things maybe aren't as bad as we think they are. It's not being blown out by 20, 25, 17, all these crazy things. It's not the team not showing up. It's just like one half good, second half not as good. Coming down to the wire in all these cases, man. And that's why I'm staying hopeful. And these are the kind of silver linings that I look for. For the team to see, is it really all bad, or are they kind of close to something here? And when I see stuff like this that Josh is pointing out, I say they're still close to something. If we do just look at the game in particular, again, 30-29, Derek Carr, 241, two touchdowns. It's nothing crazy. It's nothing, super fantastic from Derek. But if you watch the game, he did his thing. He held it down. And again, the big thing is no interceptions. That's when you get no turnovers from the quarterback and he's out there scoring touchdowns and he's moving the ball along, you can't get mad at it. The highlight of the game is Josh Jacobs, 21 carries, 154 yards, career high, one touchdown. If you watched the game, hell, if you watched highlights, if you watched anything, Josh Jacobs was on fire. Second game in a row with his career high. He keeps breaking his own record here. I've been asking for this, right? And you're going to say, Neil, you said this earlier in the season. You want Josh Jacobs. You want more balance. That's exactly what I want. Balance in this damn offense. It can't be one guy. It can't be one or the other. It has to be everybody doing something. Josh Jacobs was crushing the hell. You could have gave him more carries in this game. There was absolutely no reason to ever stray away from Josh Jacobs in this game. He crushed it. Obviously, we've been talking about Brandon Bolden, Zamir White, these guys. They're not getting any burn because they shouldn't, because Josh Jacobs is actually crushing it. And it's great to see. So I'm happy for Josh Jacobs. It sucks that this team declined his fifth-year option. It'll be interesting to see as we go into the offseason at some point here what the Raiders do in terms of rewarding Josh Jacobs. Do they sign him to a long-term contract? Do they give him a couple more years, or do they let him walk? It would suck for Josh Jacobs to walk. Josh McDaniels has said that Josh Jacobs is one of the best running backs he's ever been around in his life, coaching wise. And it's clear that he's playing like it. He's having the best, games of his career the last 2 weeks. Feed this man the ball, let him carry this offense. Don't stray away from it. And I mean, this game could have been, a win in the win column if you let Josh Jacobs get the ball more. We scroll down here and we look at the receiving game, and Davante Adams, 124 yards, two touchdowns. You look at it, you go, killer game, crushed it. The problem is, what the hell is up with the three receptions? What's up with the three receptions? Like, again, I know I asked for balance, but you got to get the man the ball more. Every time he touched the ball, it was either a touchdown, a huge play, pass interference called against the defense. I know you're saying, Neil, he had 124 yards and two touchdowns. What else do you want? What I want is you to keep going to the guy where it's working. It was working really well. And I know he had some bad calls, and the last play of the game was, wonky and all this kind of stuff, but more. He deserves the ball more. Just like Josh Jacobs deserves the ball more, Davante Adams deserves the ball more. This is also a game where we had no Darren Waller. He came out of the game, felt like basically just when it started. So, we'll see how that progresses, but that definitely hurt the team as well. You would like to have other options in there. Renfro came back this week, but didn't do much. 4 for 25, and again, that big play at the end of the game. I don't know who you want to blame, but it definitely sucked. Otherwise, other than those guys, things didn't look well. Otherwise, from receiving, Brandon Bolden had a couple plays. Horsted filled in for Darren Waller. Again, he wasn't Darren Waller, and it just is what it is. From a defensive perspective, Devon Diablo up there again, Perriman up there again in tackles. Those guys make a lot of tackles. Hobbs looked great. I think he broke his hand, or he did. He had a hand injury for sure. Came back into the game. So we'll see how that plays out going forward. We'll have to see. Then you got Perriman had a sack. Crosby had two sacks, which was a great game for Max Crosby. Again, this is what I'm saying. You come away from this game, and from a defensive perspective, offensive perspective, like everybody was rolling. You're just playing the Chiefs, and these things happen. And you went bold. You made aggressive play calls, and you just came out on the bad side of it by one point against a team who many believe could be in the Super Bowl. So again, I didn't come away salty. I didn't come away mad. One person who did come away mad, Davante Adams, was charged with misdemeanor assault for pushing a photographer. This is garbage. If you watched the end of the game, Davante Adams, it looked like he just walked up and shoved a cameraman on the floor, looked at him, walked off. I've seen different angles of this. I've seen angles zoomed up on the cameraman's eyes as if he was looking at Davante Adams and seen him coming and still deliberately walked in front of him. You've seen other angles where it was a last second, interaction, and Davante Adams had no other choice but to bang into this dude and knock him over. Sure, he could have apologized or picked him up right there, but you're talking about a guy who's frustrated. He's angry. The team just lost. A bunch of emotions are going through him. This guy's just walking in front of him, which it is that dude's fault. Again, money grab. This dude's on a money grab. Which, again, we're all cut from a different cloth. Not my style, not something I would pull, but this photographer, I hope this whole case and everything gets thrown out. It's ridiculous. I believe it was intentional by the photographer. I believe the staff at the game was also responsible for allowing this guy to just walk in front of the tunnel and interrupt these guys as they're trying to leave the game. It was all bad. If you look at I really hated this. Like, Twitter and all these things, it brings out the worst side in a lot of people. It brings out these mobs that try to like cancel people and get rid of people. And this was another case of that. As soon as this happened, the whole, Twitter and everybody else took off to Davante Adams should be in jail. Davante Adams should be fine. He should be suspended. This, that. Relax. Davante Adams has no track record of being a bad dude. He's never done anything. Since when have you ever heard Davante Adams, the bad guy? His teammates have never talked about him like that. There's never been issues in the league. Nothing ever. But you see one instance and people want to turn you into a criminal. People want you suspended and this and that. Everyone is so perfect. I get it. You guys never get angry. You guys never make bad decisions. Even if he did push them, you guys are perfect. I'm sure you've all been thrown in jail for a bad decision. I'm sure you all were fired from your job or lost a day's pay or lost a week's pay because you made a bad decision out of anger or frustration or anything like that. At the end of the day, you guys need to relax. You need to calm down. You need to chill out. You need to stop looking to blame everybody and make other people's lives miserable. It was a quick reactionary situation. It happened. His track record says he's not a bad dude. Relax. He apologized immediately after that when he went to the press. Relax. I hate that culture of people running, to the internet to blast somebody. It's ridiculous. But again, this is just another one of those storylines, these narratives that come away from the game where people were just, I had to talk about it because it really frustrated me. And I did go at it with people on Twitter again, at Clock Daughters on Twitter. If you want to talk during the game, after the games, whatever, doesn't have to be about the Raiders, talk about whatever, hit me up. I'll follow you. Just let me know you listen to What Happens in Vegas and I'll follow you back on there. But yeah, this was one of those things that I could have used some, some reinforcements at the time, because they were going hard on our boy Davante Adams. He didn't deserve it. When you say, who do you believe? Do I believe the negative, negative guys on Twitter, the negative people on Twitter and that I see, on videos or podcasts, wherever, just slamming the Raiders? Or do I believe in all pros? Do I believe in some of the greats of the game? Do I believe in the Raiders team themselves, who are in that locker room every day, who fight for each other every day, who practice with each other every day, the coaches, the people who are in the mix? I agree. I believe in these people, right? So, and it's great that they are also on the same page as me, where I have felt this way myself just watching the game, right? Like, I felt this way about the Chiefs game. I felt this way about the Broncos game. I felt this way all along. There's just things, they got to perfect it. They got to perfect it. There's nothing else to it. They have to perfect this team had to perfect the balance of the offense. The defense has to continue to do well. The offensive line has even been pretty damn good, to be honest. So these are all things that the Raiders have to look forward to. Again, if you're really down the Raiders right now because they're 1-4, I get it. I'm a fan just like you. I die hard just like you. It's not what we want to see. It's not where we want to be. It's not how we want this team functioning or looking or performing. But it's fine. Don't let the Josh McDaniels hate get to you. Don't let the refs are against the NFL or against the Raiders. Don't let all that get to you. Remain positive. Remain hopeful. Believe in this team. Believe in the process. Trust the process. Believe all pros like Von Miller and Stephon Diggs when they talk about this team. They talk about this team is a good team. This team is just, you know, things just haven't played out exactly how they want it to. They've been getting that, you know, again, 7 points or less. 7 points or less. They're right there on the cusp. It could go either way in a lot of these situations. It just hasn't happened to go the Raiders' way. And compare that to life. Like, we all could relate to that. There's just days that don't go our way. We do everything right. Sometimes we do everything right in our lives. Whether it's with your kids, your job, your significant other, anything. And sometimes it just doesn't go your way. And that's what's happening to the Raiders right now. So I'm remaining hopeful as a Raider fan. I hope you remain hopeful as a Raider fan. Raider Nation, keep your heads up. Represent this team. We all bleed silver and black. Don't get down about this season start. The start to the season. Season start. I don't know why I said it backwards like that. That's all good. Guys, again, follow at Clock Dodgers on Twitter. If you're an IG guy, an Instagram person, at What Happens in Vegas on IG and on TikTok at What Happens in Vegas. I'll keep pumping out more content for you guys on there as well as here on YouTube. If that's where you're watching, please hit subscribe, comment. Let's chop it up in the comments. Let's talk about some things. If you're just listening on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast, I appreciate that as well. All the support is greatly appreciated. The podcast keeps growing. The show keeps growing week to week. So I really appreciate you guys. Make sure you leave reviews, comments, subscribes, turn on your notifications, all that good stuff. I need your support. We need your support, Raider Nation. That's how we grow this thing, is through your support, not just me. Not just me. It's us. Raider Nation, I am out. I will have another episode, hopefully, sometime this week, if not beginning of next week. But the Raiders are on bye. So we'll just kind of go through the most recent updates and things that are happening with the team. And go from there. Again, if you want to reach out to me, if you want me to cover any certain topics, if you want your opinion shared on the show, just reach out to me at Clock Dodgers on Twitter, or again, What Happens in Vegas on Instagram and TikTok, or you can leave a comment down below in the YouTube video, or when you leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, I'll also share your comments and reviews and all those kind of things here live on the show. So again, I appreciate your support. As always, Raider Nation, What Happens in Vegas is Raiders football.